The end of 2020 brought a flurry of legislative activity in Washington, D.C., but one quiet bill signed in December preserves an important competitive advantage for U.S. wheat farmers through 2025. Approximately half of U.S. wheat production is exported each year. The U.S. reputation of quality, reliability, and value is backed by the independent certification of wheat shipments by the USDA's Federal Grain Inspection Service. FGIS grain inspectors evaluate all wheat exported from the United States, giving it a grade and providing valuable quality information as it is loaded for export onto trains or ships. This third-party verification by a government agency is efficient. Services continued uninterrupted during the COVID-19 pandemic, thanks to agency adjustments, and respected by global grain buyers and sellers as the gold standard for grain inspections. The official FGIS grade certificate also provides information on the wheat shipment's characteristics to buyers ahead of the grain's arrival, allowing them to make product decisions and avoiding costly conflicts between buyers and sellers. This federal grain inspection system is regulated under the U.S. Grain Standards Act, which was first passed in 1916. The law provides the legislative authority for the USDA to establish official marketing standards for grain and maintain official grain inspection and weighing procedures. The law must be reauthorized regularly, and the most current iteration was due to expire on December 11, 2020. As a result, Kansas Wheat Partners in D.C., the National Association of Wheat Growers, and U.S. Wheat Associates worked together to provide support for the bill's reauthorization. According to Darren Padgett, Oregon wheat farmer and chairman of U.S. Wheat Associates, this law and our system of standardized independent grain inspection makes U.S. wheat more valuable. The proof of that came this year when many of our overseas buyers expressed a real concern that the pandemic would interrupt our supply chain and FGIS inspections. Kansas Senator Pat Roberts sponsored the United States Grain Standards Authorization Act of 2020, as one of his final pieces of legislation as chairman of the U.S. Senate Committee on Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry. The bill was passed by the U.S. Senate in November, followed by the U.S. House of Representatives in early December. President Trump signed the bill into law on December 11, 2020, reauthorizing the Grain Standards Act through September 30th of 2025. Thanks to this legislative action, Kansas wheat farmers will continue to benefit from the accurate and timely grades and weights provided by FGIS inspectors and export elevator staff to customers around the world. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.